What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, those San Antonio Spurs are starting to look for real. I mean, they've looked for real all season, but you know, the second half of the season just is always a questionable time sometimes for these surging teams. They're kind of new to all this. But the Spurs look like they might be here to stay, at least for now. So let's get right into my top 10 NBA power rankings for this week, beginning with the San Antonio Spurs, who remain number one because they've just taken everybody out. Right now, they are 43-17 on the regular season and 9-1 in their last 10 games. As I said in the previous episode, they didn't even lose a game in the month of February. So they've just been on a tear. This past week, they beat the Detroit Pistons, the Toronto Raptors, the Brooklyn Nets, and got their asses beat finally yesterday by the New York Knicks, which was very shocking. But it was finally to see them crash back down to earth. But I mean, overall, this Spurs team has really just played excellent basketball. They've been beating the good teams. They've been beating the bad teams. And really, just yesterday was probably their worst game they've had in, I can't even remember. They just haven't looked that bad. The Knicks absolutely dominated them yesterday. But other than that, this team is kicking ass. They are an all-around team. As I continue to say, it is not just a Victor Wembanyama team. Like, he is obviously the core. He's the leader. He's the captain. It goes through him. But they don't need him to have the best game. They just need him to be there. And just even be like 50% Wemby. They don't even need him there the whole time at this point. I mean, they played well even when he was injured. So this team, they just don't seem to fall back. And I really like what I'm seeing from them on the court. And that's why they're still number one, because they really just haven't done anything yet other than lose to the Knicks yesterday. But I mean, hello, you went an entire month without losing a basketball game. Got to give you some props on that. So the Spurs still remain number one. Then at number two on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Detroit Pistons. Overall record of 45-14. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the San Antonio Spurs, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then beat the Orlando Magic. So right now, they're on a three-game winning streak against some really good teams there. And this team also, they just never quit. They have been playing excellent basketball from start to finish. And even, I can't even really say that the Pistons have even had a slump yet this season. They're probably like the one team so far that has really not had like a week or two where they just have had some really bad losses. It's just they lose to the Spurs, and now here they are bouncing back with three wins straight against good teams. Oklahoma City Thunder are the defending champions, and even with no SGA, they're still playing good. And then you got the Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic, who are both legitimate squads, so they're playing some good basketball, and the Detroit Pistons are good on the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball. They're an excellent all-around team, and so far, nobody in the Eastern Conference can even keep pace with them at this point. Then at number three on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Oklahoma City Thunder. Overall record of 47-15. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Toronto Raptors, lost to the Detroit Pistons, then beat the Denver Nuggets and beat the Dallas Mavericks. And SGA came back yesterday in that win over the Dallas Mavericks. But they did play well without him. I mean, obviously, you don't want him out for an extended period of time. But if you could get him rested, if you could get him healthy, especially for the second half of the season, especially in the stacked division that they're in, you're definitely going to need a healthy SGA for this run. And hey, he looked good yesterday against Dallas. And but like I said, even without SGA, they looked pretty good as an overall team. And even they've suffered quite a few injuries throughout the entire season. And the Oklahoma City Thunder have basically been able to deal with it each and every time. Then at number four in my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Boston Celtics, overall record of 40-20. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Phoenix Suns, lost to the Denver Nuggets, beat the Brooklyn Nets, and then beat the Philadelphia 76ers. And Jaylen Brown, man, this guy is having such an amazing year. He's averaging 29 points per game, but it's really not even just the offense. He is just a killer on the defensive side of the ball right now. And it's all going through this team, through him on this team. I mean, he's just carrying the load. Now, they have won a couple of games without him, but obviously he's just the motor that keeps them moving throughout every single game. And they are easily right now the second best team in the Eastern Conference, but I still don't know if they're going to be able to keep up with the Detroit Pistons. It's still obviously up in the air whether or not Jason Tatum's going to play at all this season, but it's looking like it's going to be on the positive side of things, and potentially for a playoff run here, we might see Jason Tatum. But until then, Brown is just killing it. He is really dominating in just every single way and really just carrying this team against the good teams, the bad teams, and to be second place in the Eastern Conference right now is a big deal. Then at number five, I'm going to drop 10 NBA power rankings of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Overall record of 38-24. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the New York Knicks, lost to the Milwaukee Bucks, lost to the Detroit Pistons, and then beat the Brooklyn Nets. And hey, things are actually working out right now with James Harden, but of course they are because it's the regular season. As I continue to say, it's going to be the postseason where their problems are going to lie with him. Unfortunately, he did break his thumb, but he's still going to play through it. He did miss a couple of games, which were those losses to Milwaukee and Detroit, so that definitely was a big deal for them. But they're still playing great offensively. Harden and Mitchell are quite the dynamic duo, at least at this point in time. But, you know, I continue to say with Harden, the guy is never reliable when it comes to the postseason. He's always going to blow you up in the regular season. So right now, yes, the Cavaliers look good. But, hey, they are the, as far as rankings go, they're actually the fourth. They're in fourth place right now in the Eastern Conference. So they're still not up there. And even Boston, like Boston's roster, not nearly as talented as the Cavaliers, but there's still a couple of spots behind them. Then at number six on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the New York Knicks, overall record of 39-22. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers, beat the Milwaukee Bucks, and I wrote down that they beat the New York Knicks. So obviously they did not beat the New York Knicks. Oh, they beat the San Antonio Spurs. What an idiot. But yeah, they beat the San Antonio Spurs yesterday. Actually just obliterated the Spurs. It was pretty much not even a close game at all. It was close at the tip-off. But other than that, it was pretty much all Knicks all day, and they ran away with it. And what I've been noticing a lot with this New York Knicks team recently, and this was even before the All-Star break, is that Jalen Brunson is playing what I would refer to as Kobe ball. He is just playing that type of basketball where he just wants to take over the entire game. And if they're losing, he doesn't care. He is just going to do it. If nobody else is stepping it up, he's going to do it. And that's just what I'm looking at with Brunson. There's been a couple of games where he is just willing this team to win. He just keeps on moving. He just doesn't stop. And that's just what he's been doing. And that's what I noticed in yesterday's game against the Spurs. He just was driving down the lane. He did not care. He was just making sure that if he had a chance to score the points, he was going to score those points. And he's been doing that. And that's what I mean by Kobe ball. He's just going to take over the game and give no fucks, even if he's getting criticized, which he's not. But I'm just saying, it's just he's playing that type of ball where you could just see he's just so committed and so driven to just at least get this win no matter what he can do in that game. But the New York Knicks are definitely now on the upside of things. They are in third place right now. They are behind the Pistons, of course, and then behind the Celtics. But them and the Celtics are just right there basically alternating back and forth right now in their division. But the Knicks are on the upside of things, and it's definitely got to do with Brunson. Then at number seven on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Houston Rockets, overall record of 37-22. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Utah Jazz, Sacramento Kings, the Orlando Magic, and then lost to the Miami Heat. But you could tell this team is getting past the drama that they had, with all the burner accounts and Kevin Durant talking shit about his own teammates on his burner accounts on Twitter. But they seem to have at least gotten past the drama because they're getting wins. They aren't having any issues on the court. So they're at least a well-coached team in some way. So far, so good. And there's been no drama at all, basically, since that happened. That story came out, and it basically got shut down immediately because it looks like Udoka was probably like, come on, y'all. This is the middle of the season. Let's just play basketball. We are right in the middle of the pack of all these playoff teams, and they actually got a good shot at a championship if they could just continue to get past the drama. But it's kind of shocking to see that they had a three-game winning streak this week because they're getting good wins too. They aren't just little bitch wins. They are getting some really good wins, and Kevin Durant is part of the reason why. So it's just kind of interesting to see. I was wondering how what was going to happen when all that drama came out, and so far they are getting past it, at least for now. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Minnesota Timberwolves, overall record of 38-23. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Portland Trailblazers, the Los Angeles Clippers, and the Denver Nuggets. So they are playing some excellent basketball right now, but that is the Minnesota Timberwolves in a nutshell. They are so, so streaky. They are one of the most streaky teams, and this goes back to a couple of years. They've just always been that team where they get on fire, and then all of a sudden they slump, then they get on fire, and all of a sudden they slump, and right now they are on fire. And it's definitely Anthony Edwards is another dude who's playing Kobe ball right now. He is that dude who's just knocking up shots, and he does not care. And he's going to try and get that win if he can get the win all on his own. But I will say Dante DiVincenzo has actually been a huge help for him recently, especially within the last month. Just right before the All-Star break, he really started to get going, and now he's really starting to become a big source of offense for them, and really actually starting to knock down the key shots in the end, and they're not having to rely so much on Anthony Edwards at the end of games. But, you know, Edwards is happy to take the shot. He's always happy to take the shot. And doesn't care what anybody thinks about it. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Los Angeles Lakers, overall record of 36-24. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Orlando Magic, lost to the Phoenix Suns, and then beat the Golden State Warriors and the Sacramento Kings. This team is so weird. I'm basically right there with Charles Barkley. He's been talking a lot of shit about the Lakers this season and basically saying they're not a legit championship contender. And I actually do agree with him at this point because they're just in such disarray. It's like they have these terrible games and then they have these good games. Like they completely smashed Golden State. Now, granted, there was no Steph Curry in that game, but still, they smashed Golden State. And then they smashed the Kings last night as well. But there's just a lot of... You could just tell there's not a lot of good chemistry with this team. There's not a lot of good body language with this team. It seems like they're in disarray. Nobody really kind of knows what they're doing. And it sucks because Luka's having a fantastic year. He's literally having an MVP-type season. And hey, I wouldn't be shocked if he actually ended up winning the MVP just because statistically he's dominating the league offensively in ways that are just insane when you actually just look at the numbers. But that's all he's got. They're not really translating to wins, and that's really what matters the most. And it's just kind of weird because now you've got LeBron and Luka and Reeves, all three of them out there. They're all three healthy, and they can't really seem to put it together. They aren't really looking in sync on the court. And then, of course, you have DeAndre Ayton. He's kind of looking like he's not fitting in so well. He started off the season looking really well, but you could just kind of tell he doesn't seem to fit in with whatever's going on here. And there's just a lot of questions with this Lakers team for me to even look at them and go, oh, they got a shot, because they really don't. When you compare them to all the other teams that I just rattled off before them, they'd probably get their asses kicked. If they have to face off against the Spurs, I look at that and I go, are they going to get a win? I mean, they should, because they're overall a good team, but I look at it and I go, nah, the Spurs are like a whole other level of good. And the Lakers are good, but they're roster good. They're on paper good, but they're not showing that they're good on the court. And right now, I'm just seeing a lot of them yelling at each other, a lot of disarray. And right now is not the time of year to be fixing that shit, if you know what I mean. And then rounding out the top 10 NBA power rankings this week, I have the Denver Nuggets. Overall record of 37-24. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Boston Celtics and then lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves. So losing two straight and losing to your division opponents, which is not something you want to do. The Nuggets are technically slumping right now as well. But they're not looking good. They're not playing cohesive. But I kind of feel like they at least have the excuse of the injuries, which could be an issue for them, but yeah, they are slumping. They are not playing good basketball, but they are playing better basketball than a lot of other teams right now. So of course, I got to keep them in the top 10. And you know, they're talented. They've got a great roster. It's just right now they're kind of playing like the Lakers, but I do think they're actually a better team than the Lakers. As a matter of fact, I kind of feel like if those two were to face off against each other in a seven-game series right now, Denver would easily roll over them because defensively, the Lakers look like shit. That's another thing I forgot to mention, too. Defensively, Lakers look like trash. But Denver, on the other hand, they play a little bit better on defense. But right now, not looking too good for them. But I think they could easily turn things around. They're very talented. And then, like I said, the injuries are killing them, especially with no Aaron Gordon, who's a huge... I don't think a lot of people realize what a huge piece of the puzzle to the Denver Nuggets that Aaron Gordon has been since the day they traded for him. I remember when they traded for him, I was kind of like, really? You're going to trade for him? I mean, I knew he was a good player, but I didn't know he was going to be an impact player. And he has been an impact player since the day they traded for him. So they definitely need him back because offensively, they look damn good when he's in there. And he plays solid defense as well. All right, y'all. Enjoy the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.